Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Good to hear from you, everybody, with your nice big claps. Thank you. Applause. We always love that, of course. So nice to be here. It's our Friday edition of Psychic Love Doctor Show, and I'm going to sneeze.
You got to sneeze.
There. I think I got it in time. Hopefully. Anyways, we're very happy to be here with you. And to remind everyone, we are only using ordinary playing cards for the show. And that's what this dictates. You're going to use regular cards. We need to make sure everyone's aware that this is not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other systems that are out there, so that you're all aware and we're all on the same page, okay? Also, I'll be using a full 24 card layout for each of the callers. That won't take me but a minute to lay them out. It's the way I prefer to actually give these sample readings for you all during the show. And it's the same layout that I use when I'm giving a private session for others. But the only difference is I'm only going to lay the cards out once during the show. And during a session, you would have repeated layouts, so we can see the threads as they, you know, build and provide additional clarity. I know I'm choppy tonight. It's because I feel like I'm going to start going on it like a sneeze bender here. So.
You got to do it, man. Let it rip. Let it rip.
So we're glad to have you all with us. And now that my part's done for a moment or two, I'm going to turn you over to Jimbo Fantastico. Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, want to remind everybody out there and all the different platforms that are with us tonight and every night and any time you show up, if you're international, let us know. We'll give you a live international shout out. It's like tonight, we'll start out with Terry Sue, who's in the UK. Welcome, Teddy.
Yay, Sue. Glad to have you with us.
And anytime anybody joins us, we'll work them in during the reading, after the reading. We'll work your shout-outs in.
It isn't that they're any more special than the rest of you. It's that they are up in the middle of the night to, you know, attend the show. Some of this is all, of them, it's already into, well, into the next day. So we just give them that little shout-out to make them feel special.
Okay.
Yeah.
515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is true. I tested it again and again. And it works great if it's silent, like no music, no talking, no nothing. You got to call back. That means something didn't collect, you know, cell phone world and computers and all that happy hoopada, hoppada, all that crap. So. Just hang up. Silence bad. Hang up. And it could happen right in the show, and it could go silent because calls get dropped. You know the deal. Call back. Everything will work out just lovely. Facebookers, we shall see what happens with you folks tonight. If we get gaps in the calls, we obviously will turn to you folks. But there is no time frame for that at all, so you just got to be ready. And we'll make a very formal, obvious announcement, and you won't have to wonder. And we'll give you quick little instructions. Most of you regulars know that, but we get new folks that come rocking and rolling in from time to time. And for all you folks out there,
yeah!
It's Rumble Card Friday. So when you hear the rebel yell, please let your reading come to a conclusion. It's got to end so we can go on to the next folks. But you will not depart quickly because I have a single rebel card for you. And it is a rebel card, and it is a deck that is not full of sprinkles and sunshine, and it's not politically correct. So, but it doesn't, it's overall, even if the message sounds negative, it isn't. So, Ifoxy, welcome.
Oh, good to have you with us, and happy holidays to you too.
Happy holidays to you. About a million Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah, by the time Christmas comes, we're all going to be sick of it.
Well, it's already happened.
We have radio stations that go completely
satellite.
Christmas.
Yeah, it's our satellite stuff. And then, you know, there's also...
Oh, on FM they do it, too.
I don't know. Those crappy stations that nobody listens to. Yeah, that's true. Because they got no reason not to. So... And a lot of your... Like us, we have DirecTV, and there's some stations on there that'll convert to Christmas carols, too. But not yet. I haven't seen them. I didn't go searching, but I didn't notice them yesterday when I was flipping through the music, but I didn't search hard.
I was amazed. Black Friday was not nearly as black as I expected.
Well, I think those outlet malls would have been black. That traffic was not happy getting into them.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord Jesus God. We didn't go to those real places like
Walmart.
Best Buy.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that, you know.
No, but TJ Maxx can be dicey into the holiday season.
I noticed they're not really a Black Friday place. They're as the closer you get to Christmas, the more and more people start rolling in.
So
2-3 days before Christmas, those lines at TJ Maxx and those types of stores will be out of control at the cashier lines.
Terry's asking us an interesting question. What is your favorite Christmas song?
That's tough.
I'll be home for Christmas.
I like all the old school, or half the people singing them are dead now.
He likes Perry Como.
Bing Crosby and all that stuff. Yeah, I'm not into this new stuff. I don't like that. I don't want to hear somebody singing I'll Be Home for Christmas. I don't want to hear Guns N' Roses singing that shit. Okay?
No, but Josh Groban singing it was awesome on radio today.
He's still not Bing Crosby or anybody.
Hey, listen. Celine discovered him in the high school auditorium.
Well, I'll have to send her a freaking happy bozo button for doing so.
No, the point I'm trying to make is he apparently must have been born under a lucky star to not only have the singing ability that he does. I mean, the guy's...
Well, that's obviously God's gift.
But for her to walk into that school, she invited him to be on her show that evening or her concert, and the rest is history. Yeah.
He could have went on America's Got Talent or Idol and something. And just eventually he would have got discovered if he put enough shit on social media. But this was better, though, to get discovered that way by her, of course. But yeah, I'll take care of Scammer. We haven't had one.
They're trying to meet their quota this week. So.
They've already been disposed of. Now I shall finish them off here on their own page.
Now, Terry Sue. You have a beautiful voice. She has shared some of her recordings with me. And the way that you do Christmas songs, you sound like an angel singing them. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, I wouldn't even bring it up if you were putrid. You know
I still think that before I die, you guys will get married. I mean, you're like wooing her. You're courting her.
She's like a daughter to me.
Well, I don't know. You're getting a little over the top here. You look so great. Oh, I mean, there's just nothing, but it's like, wow, why don't you just get on your knees and propose?
See, you are really taking this way too far, Jim. Your mind? Apparently, it's always in the gutter.
I'm just saying. I don't go, Virgil, man. God, you look great today. You got a beautiful voice. Man. You look like you've been at the gym a lot. That's awesome bod, dude. You don't see that shit.
Well, I think this girl should be applauded for how she stuck to all of that.
Sure, absolutely.
Her singing, her weight loss, everything.
I'm not just saying anything about that. That's not true. I'm just saying, damn, woman. That breaks out that big old butter knife and starts laying it on thick.
Michelle is telling you, that's how women talk. Look at me today with that Middle Eastern woman who had her headscarf on, yes, she had the most gorgeous, it clearly was fake fur trim sweater. Why wouldn't I stop and say, oh, I love your sweater? And she, you know, the look on her face was kind of like she thought I was going to tell her, get out, get back in the desert. But sometimes we just have to really, you know, kind of lift each other up. I love that when we do that.
Where you belong?
Oh, Michelle does blow me kisses. And thank you for your compliments. I took Jim out today. Do you mind if I tell?
I couldn't possibly care less.
There's a really great store. Maybe many of you have heard of it, DXL. It's a great store for tall and big men. And I took him over there and upgraded his shirt wardrobe just a wee little bit. You know, because I do like, I mean, my, oh yes, DXL. You want to find something for the big man in your life? That's where you go. And I'm not even an affiliate. Jim's chastising me on his computer. My clothes are very cheap. I picked up a dress, a blouse today at Kohl's. Had ostrich feathers on the wrist. And it was silk. And it was just stunning. And I looked at the price tag and I was ready to choke. You know, when that ends up on the clearance rack, then I will own it. Until then, hell no. So things I buy are very cheap. This was very cheap, you know, on clearance, but you just got to be looking. All right. So thank you all for the compliments. Carrie Sue did that for her husband. We women do dress men. Let's face it. I once took a male cousin of mine to the store years ago. He had a date. And I told him, you're not going on the date dressing like a rag picker. Come on. It was like first date in a long time. I took him to a chain store. I think it was like JCPenney, if any of you know JCPenney. Back then, they used to have really a high-quality clothes. And as I'm trying to dress him, he is cussing his head up at me. He's yelling, GD, can you hurry the F up? And he's going on. I saw two little old ladies at an next rack, and one of them said to the other, boy, I hope she doesn't stay married to him very long. Anyway, it was a cousin, and I was doing him a favor. And he did end up looking quite nice for his date. But I was about ready to, say, men don't like us to help them, but then they complain when they aren't successful in the dating arena. Well, remember, your clothes are your calling card, okay? Maybe we'll have to have a class in proper attire for men 101. I'm going to get so yelled at after the show.
And yeah, because that's what I do. I yell.
That's why he's very quiet.
That's what I do. I yell.
No, but sometimes he'll be very sarcastic, like, gee, thanks. So glad that you shared
then
my...
Then don't use the word yell. Don't be a seven-year-old. Daddy yelled at me, and you know what? Nobody ever yells at him, and they say yell because they said something that they didn't like. It was disapproval, and they go like, you yelled at me. It's like, if there was a decibel meter here, you would notice that the volume of the voice never went up. So don't use the word yell. Don't
well, and look at Terry Sue. She's a good wife. She goes out, doesn't let her man run around in Swiss cheese underwear. I have a big problem with holes in socks. I don't care if it's a little hole. I don't care if it's a big hole. It's hitting the trash can. All right?
Yeah.
And they all know it.
It's a free country, and you're allowed to do what you want with your own MF and socks.
Oh, I do it with everybody's.
You notice you don't do it with mine.
I do.
No, you don't.
I have.
Very rarely, because you know that you can't do that without my approval.
And now, well, with boxers, you don't have to change them out so much.
They don't get holes, really.
But the whitey-tighties, come on. Very sexy, isn't it, when the guy goes to shed his clothes? And what are you looking at? Looks like something from the rag bag. Yeah, I'm on a roll a little bit tonight. I don't know why. Okay, well, I guess we have to get the show up and running.
Might want to take a caller.
Might
want to do that.
All right. Let's have at it. You finished your spiel?
I have no spiel. Well, yeah, that spiel was finished like another lifetime ago. 630 Illinois. Welcome to the show, 630. Thank you for being caller number one, even though you held like your caller number five. Welcome.
Hello there.
Am I really the first caller?
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't know it, though, when you look at the clock.
Wow. Hi there. Glad to have you with us. And who are you, please?
It's Lily.
Lily.
A long, long time ago.
Lily.
It's been 1,000 years.
Oh, it has. Holy smoke.
That means there's probably a million different things that she has catching up to do.
Oh,
then.
God. Well, it's wonderful to hear from you. I just spoke about you the other day, wondering how you were doing to Jim. I said, I wonder if we'll hear from her sometime. And we hope
it's been
that
a long, long, it was a long, long summer. Long summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So catch us up a bit before we do your cards.
So Cupid and I left Wisconsin on June 30th to go down, and we drove down to Miami, and we got down to Miami on June 3rd and started looking for apartments.
Yeah.
And I wasn't having any luck finding anything in Miami. So then I started going up the East Coast. And, boy, there's just a lot of parts of Florida that are not good. Like, they have the beaches, but that's all they have, the beaches.
That's
so
right.
So I did get in a – yeah, it was like, oh. Okay, I got an apartment in Cocoa Beach, and it was near the beach and everything. But the landlord, like, nothing worked out. Like, the landlord, I signed the lease, but then she wouldn't let me in the apartment. And it was hot because we were down there in July.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Sure.
And
yeah.
It was just like everything that could go wrong went wrong. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. And
were you paying for – why wouldn't she let you in?
I don't know. It was weird. I don't know what her deal was. After we signed the lease, she told me I couldn't use the closet because it had water damage and like she wasn't in the country, and I just like there was a lot of homeless people around, and I just got spooked, and I was just like, no, I'm not. I just felt like. As soon as the lease was signed, she just, like, kind of flipped the script, and I was like, no, I don't want to do this, you know? So then I tried to get another place, and that didn't work out. And, like, I had to keep it going because Cupid was very, very, like, getting sick from the heat.
Sure, absolutely.
And so I found an apartment in North Carolina. So before I left Florida, I asked them, are you positive that this apartment's going to be available? Because once I drive up there, I'm going to be out of money. I'm not going to be able to, like, I'm going to be stuck there. So I got to make sure it's going to work out or whatever. Okay. It took them 6 weeks to approve me. So Cupid and I were living out of my car because by then, we were, like, it was going on 3 months of being on the road. I ended up having to get a storage unit, putting my stuff in storage, half of my stuff in storage down in Florida, throwing out the other half of stuff. And so I finally got the apartment after 6 weeks, but, like, it just completely wrecked my finances. Like, wrecked my finances. But we did get an apartment, okay? And it's, it's not bad. I mean, it's okay. It's not bad.
So you're one state down from us then.
You're in North Carolina.
Really? North Carolina. Yeah?
I mean, I don't. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Are you all like whereabouts?
Okay.
Yeah, you know where.
Are you on the coast, in the middle?
I'm in Asheville. No, I'm in the middle.
Oh, beautiful area
there. Oh, they have lots and lots and lots of breweries.
Do they?
Oh, they do indeed. They do indeed. They are famous, that city in Asheville. Asheville has lots of breweries, but probably not her cup of tea.
Well, she could work there. Not
wow.
bottling beer.
About, I mean, I'm not talking about jobs.
You know,
I'm just,
yeah.
I don't care about jobs. I'm talking about the breweries. Beer, yummy.
So tell us. What are you doing sitting there in beautiful Asheville?
I mean, I'm getting my health in order. It took forever for me to be able to even get going. I haven't worked on my health. I haven't done any, I haven't really been able to do very much. I basically, it took everything I had just to get here.
Well, you are one gutsy chick, I'll tell you that. And I think that is awesome. I applaud you. Now, what would you like us to look at your cards about, hon? Hun bun.
Okay, so the apartment that I'm in, it's kind of a weird setup, okay? I don't know. It's not like it's my forever home or whatever. But anyway, I talked to another reader who predicted that, like, I would be moving in, like, 3 weeks, okay? And I was like,
yeah.
Okay. But I don't want to get blindsided because it took, like, a lot of work to get in here. So
yeah.
If I'm going to upgrade and move to a different apartment, it better be for a really good reason and not because I'm getting blindsided by something here, because over here it's kind of like a really small community and they're...
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're like a bunch of busybodies.
Oh.
So I want to be prepared.
Small town living. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's what it's like.
I want to be more prepared for what my life has in store. You know, it's been a lot. I've had a really, it was very traumatic over the summer. And I just want to be prepared if something's going to, You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be something I need to be prepared for.
Hey, that's, that. You know, when in doubt, that's always a good question to ask of any card. Because like, everybody would like to know good or bad or nothing's coming type. Everybody would like to know that so you can prepare yourself, like she said.
You know, you go a little bit further north, you'd be up where we are. Lots of jobs and opportunity here because of the Navy and all. I mean, people within 3 days have a good job here.
Well, it's because the area is the biggest population in Virginia.
It is.
Hampton Roads, the area, not anywhere.
And the
military
concentration is near 1 million people just for the military. So it is a bit of a thriving, you know, what do we call this here? We're in Hampton Roads. Yeah,
Hampton Road.
It's like five.
I'm not worried about working right now. I need to get my health in order. My health is still a very big concern. That needs to be the first thing that needs to be taken care of because I've been putting that on hold, and I cannot ignore my health issues any longer. So the work thing is not a consideration right now.
Okay, but you can certainly find a husband here. I'll tell you that. And these men
don't
have
not right now.
Okay. Well, I was about to make a
joke. Not interested in
standards, but they do. Yeah, they do. Okay, so you wanted to know, are you asking me to confirm with the other
about
readers?
About my housing situation. I want to know what's going to happen with my housing situation. Like, if I'm going to move, is it because, like, why is it? I just got to where I'm at, which is fine, but I just wanted... This place that I'm at is weird, okay? And they kind of, like, pick on people and, like, I don't know. I'm, like, the odd person. I'm the odd man out. I don't really belong living here, but it's a place that I'm at for now. I just want to make sure that I'm just trying to figure out, like, what the deal is here.
I'll tell you this. You put yourself in a much milder climate than Wisconsin. For sure.
Can I throw a shout out? Oh, she was in Illinois.
Yeah.
She?
Yeah, but she moved to Wisconsin.
Oh, I lost track. She's a she's a mover. That's right. Okay, well, back to your reading. I interrupted. My bad.
I'm just wondering, your cards tell me you're in command of where you go. And and that it's completely up to you. Now, if you were, say, in the market to hook up with, not hook up, become acquainted with, say, a member of the male sex who could be very therapeutic for you to have a friend and all of that, you can do that. If you wanted to move to a different area, you can do that. As for your health, I feel it's already on an upswing. Personally, I really
it's
do.
It's much better than when I was in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's much healthier being where I'm at now. Much healthier where I'm at now. I mean, I prefer living closer to a big city. Like, I don't see me living here forever because I like, I grew up in, you know, the Chicago. And I like the bigger cities or having access to them. But I literally just got here like 60 days ago, and I don't want to be blindsided. These people that live here are in everybody's business, and I'm not in everybody's business.
Well,
I was just wondering, like, what the deal was with that.
You're used to Chicago where nobody really cares about other people. I mean, they just mind their own business. You know, it's a busy, busy place. And so now you are in small town America. It's like, what else? What is the name of the place where Andy Griffith was? Was that Rocky Mount?
No.
What was it called?
It was a made-up place. Rocky Mount.
Mayberry exists.
Okay. Well, then you just answered your own damn question.
I couldn't remember it.
I've never heard of it. You know what, though? That set wasn't real, though, that they filmed it at, right? No.
But, you might want to get, you have mountains there, I believe, don't you, in Asheville?
Yeah, I like the mountains. I like the mountains.
Yeah, well, if you don't like small town life, then you're going to have to venture. And I'm trying to think of where in North Carolina. There's Greenville, where the prison is.
Well, there's bigger cities, but there might not be close to Asheville.
No, I'm just talking about, like, specifically the place I'm in right now. Like I'm just talking about specifically where I'm at right now. What would be the reason why I would just pick up and move after it took forever to get in here?
Well, I only think that from what I see here, it would be beneficial for you to try to develop a social circle of some sort for yourself, because it's likely loneliness is going to set in after a place loses its sparkle. What do you think comes next? Loneliness. So that's all I would suggest. They might rub off on you, and you might really like small town living.
Yeah.
We come from it.
Well, I don't know if that's small.
Well, anyways, Jim has a card for you. But Lily, I think you're in charge of that, whatever you decide to do.
Well, she decided to go there. So
yeah.
Yes, she is. She's choosing her own path.
I think that you've improved your situation from when you were in Miami, all right?
Well, she said she
and Cocoa
better.
Beach. You know, every kind of human being flocks to Florida.
And sometimes, you know, when you're on a journey and a path, you got to pull over and just chill for a while. And that's probably what she's doing. She knows it's not her final destination. She just knows she's real and she's recharging batteries that she wants to heal, and she already feels what she is. So,
nice.
So it's working out good. Good for you.
Good
recap,
Jim. All right.
Here's your rebel card reading. Remember, no sugar sprinkles here. Subject is laugh. Where the hell is your sense of humor? That's the rebel card. So I guess hopefully you can find some time to laugh about something.
Oh, yeah.
Because it does really do some things to our...
Absolutely.
To our sight, our psyche. It does a lot, you know. I sometimes laugh even when things are bad.
That's my motto. If all else fails, laugh.
I remember I had some really bad teeth cleanings and the pain and agony. I just started laughing. I just laughed, you know. It was like, this sucks, but I'm just going to laugh about it. You know? What else am I going to do? Cry? That won't do any good.
Yeah. Well, so. Really wonderful to hear
yes,
from
well,
you.
Yes, well, we're glad that you now have a new landing spot.
Okay.
And we shall
Thank
hopefully
you.
Hear more from you. You know where to find us.
Yeah, you know it.
Good luck to you on your healing journey right now. Thank you.
Yeah, very nice
Thanks.
Surprise this
Thanks.
Evening. Take care, honey.
All right, bye.
What is that?
It's Gibbs.
Oh, God. Mm-mm. You don't think he can just... No, never mind. Anyway, yes, thank
nope.
you, Catherine. That was the point. We're going to sit amongst all of these festive, you know, holiday decorations. We should look like it.
That's Deborah's point.
Yeah. You never know who might be watching or listening. Well, listening, we could sit here naked and they wouldn't know.
I'm okay now. I didn't like all this stuff before Thanksgiving. Didn't like it. But now kind of, all right, everybody, now it's kind of unofficially official that you can throw all this crap up. So it's like, all right, now it is what it is.
Thank you for saying about the stocking. Those are not price tags. They're supposed to have names on them. But I ran short of time for that. And we might just cut them off.
Short of time for what?
The little...
You could just tuck them around the back or inside.
Oh, that's true.
I don't think you should cut them off. You might want to use them someday for something. Someday they may have a purpose.
Terry Sue wants you in a Father Christmas costume.
I don't know what that means, Father Christmas. You mean Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who Father Christmas is unless you can say... I'm not going to wear Santa Claus, though.
I have. Fuzz. There's fuzz flying in this place.
Fuzz is in the air.
if they want you in a Santa suit.
That's a negative. I would only do that if there was some kids event involved. I'm not going to do it for no reason. There's no kids around here. Dogs might even be mortified.
Oh, Father Christmas in England is Santa.
Well, I figured that. I just kind of out loud said that's got to be the only person because there is no other.
Is he a saint too? Saint Nicholas? I don't know.
You're going off again, off the road. She's going off the rails on a crazy train again now. Here we go.
Oh, Terry Sue, you're so cute.
There you go.
That's
I'm telling you,
negative.
There's a courtship here. I'm telling you.
There is not. You're being ridiculous.
I'm just saying.
I've told you, I really like these people.
Yeah, well, you seem to be focused on one of them more than the others.
He's going to the hairdresser tomorrow, and that beard will be clipped.
It's not going to be out of control clipped, don't worry. It's mainly the haircut.
He's going to my lady. I'll slip her an extra, what do you call him, sawbuck? I'll slip her one and say, take it off.
Yeah, we know that ain't happening, because then she'll get nothing. So all she'll get is her tip, because I won't pay her shit. I know. No, that's not happening.
Aww.
This is the last haircut until, like, way into summer. And it's not going to be very short because it is winter, and we're not getting it, like, summer short. I can tell you that shit right now.
What is that hat called you wear in the winter? That one that's kind of like a Russian, looks like some kind of Russian hat?
Police wear it. It's bomber pilots wear bigger versions. The things hang. I wish I could put my hands on it, but it's so deep into storage, I'm probably just going to buy a new one.
He looks definitely like one of those prison Ruskies that they have. Is that a slur? Rusky.
It's not a slur. It's just a nickname. I don't think Russians, I don't know if they have a bad.
Yeah.
If we lived in Europe and the Ukrainians and all those other folks, they probably have some bad names for them. But I don't think Ruskies is one of them. That's our nickname.
It is. It is.
Well, I forgot to give an international shout-out to Olay in Lebanon. Sorry, hopefully she's still here.
Hello.
And Rachel in Australia has joined us.
I miss her. She snuck in here.
That's the first time I've seen her speak, so that's okay.
Oh, that's okay, right.
It's okay. That
that's
that
all
I,
right. You can come in here and not be noticed.
I've noticed when I pull up on my cell phone,
Thank you.
I can click this and see people on my cell phone if I remember right, but, you know. It is what it is. All right, we got to move on.
Terry Sue said, Jimbo, you'll end up looking like a Viking if you grow it too long.
What? Grow what too long?
Your beard. But she thinks that would suit you.
I had one last year. Everybody's acting like they've never seen me in a beard before. It's a season. And the weather changes, I put it on. And when summer comes, it goes away because it gets too goddamn hot around here.
Here's my problem with it. All right. First of all, you kiss a guy with a beard, it reminds me of pubic hair. And then the second thing is they get all these food particles.
That's a piece of crap that doesn't take care of
them. Or they have beer dripping off their,
That's not taking care of themselves. You know what, though?
Yeah.
You're that one single person. And you are obviously in a big minority because there are freaking probably half the men in this world have some kind of facial hair. So you are like in a minority of amongst the minorities. Because if that was the case, the human population would have died out.
Fu Manchu had a beard and a mustache.
Population would have died out if women didn't like that.
I wouldn't have gone out with him either.
Why do you have... guys don't care if you go out with them.
Okay.
Okay. I don't give a shit if you want to go to McDonald's or Outback. I want you to go to my bedroom and get naked. Okay, I don't care about this going out stuff. I wouldn't go out with him. Oh, that's fine. We don't need to go out. Let's just go bang. Skip the going out. Skip it. This going out.
What did I ask you in the car today? I thought we should talk about it tonight.
I hope nothing because we've only had one caller in this whole entire time.
It's all right.
We've
got
time.
9 minutes tonight. We'll get moving.
We didn't have 9 minutes.
I knew I was
going
to forget it. Oh, no, I do remember. Go ahead, move on. We'll save it for later.
We talked about that, and I don't think you can throw that out there and get anything.
Rachel, I can think of other things dripping off those mustaches that I don't want to see. Damon should be in the hold.
He's in the queue, but we take him in the order they came.
Yeah, you're coming up.
You weren't first. We take him in the order they come. I put it in a Microsoft Word document to be safe because sometimes you can't trust Blog Talk's little queue order, so I put it in my own order to make sure that nothing gets juggled around. Okay. Nobody takes cuts.
I'm laughing at all of them. I laugh, all right? So sue me. Let's go along.
We're going to area code 216, which is in Ohio. 216, welcome to the show.
Let me guess. Wait, is this Sharon?
Happy Thanksgiving. It sure is. Hi.
Velkoman.
Hello, and the same to you.
Good. It was really nice.
That's good. I mean, we don't want to hear the other thing. It's horrible.
Aren't they? Something like a baklava or something like that, those hats that you were talking about, you wrap around your head. It's a weird name.
For what? The hats?
You're talking about those hats you wear around your head to keep you warm. There's something like a baklava. It's a very unusual name. But I tell you, they really keep you warm in winter.
Well, where I come from, women wear babushkas. But I don't think that's what you're referring
to. She's talking about the big, giant, furry ones, the Russian folks.
The ones
that wrap around your head and your mouth and your neck when you go out in the cold weather.
I don't know what that's called.
There's a name for it, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you.
Well, we have scholars in the Facebook audience. They will tell us.
I'm not sure that's a scholar thing.
I can't get out of here. Yeah. So tell us, how's the things at the job?
You know, you're going to laugh. You know, out of the whole district for the month, they sent the email out. They had, like, they send out monthly letters. I was number two, like 70 people. And you know what? I didn't even think it was me. I'm like, Ken, is that me? He's like,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my gosh. See?
I know. I swear to you, I'm not bragging. I had absolutely no, I haven't been paying attention to stuff like that. I've been so worried about learning my job. I had no idea. No, it was, I think it was out of like 40 people. I couldn't believe it.
Still.
That made me happy to get money.
Even if it's out of 10 people, still, that's something too.
I still think it's, I think top 5 and 10 is good too. I do too.
Well, good for you. Wow.
Well, let's knock on wood. I got to just keep moving forward. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. So, question to you is, I know, they started my kitchen today. So far, so good. He's going to put, he's gonna paint all the walls tomorrow and paint, the walls and part of the ceiling for me tomorrow. And then the big stuff is going to start Sunday. So what? How do you see his Charles do a good job? Okay. So far, I'm happy. Other than he's late, but he's always late. That's his nature. He's late for everything. Drives me nuts. I'm on time. I'm early for everything. That's his personality. He's like that with everything.
And this is the person doing the work?
Yep.
Then just to be consistent, you should be very late on your final payment.
No.
You say, I'm working on it, you know. I'm working on it. And then if it gets a little cranky, say, you were late every time you showed up on the job, so I think you can chill out a little bit there, buddy boy, for your final payment.
Oh, yeah, but she's...
I'm just saying.
We ladies really don't like to do stuff like that.
I'm not saying the whole payment. I say you could drag your feet a little bit.
Yeah.
And say, oh, well, I didn't really like how that payment was late. Well, I didn't like how you never showed up on time once ever. So, bada bing, bada
bing. Well, and look
bang.
At that. I did a very bad thing. When we hired the contractor to do all the housework, he got a hold of me and said, hey, can you give me $20,000 up front? And I did, in cash.
I would never do that.
Well, there is a lot of contractors, and you had a receiver. There is a startup. They have a startup cost, but she had an ass ton of work done, too, though.
I did. But
that was half, probably.
When he's done with half of it, I'll pay that. Then when he's done with the other half, lets me look at the work. I'm so grateful for that. Plus, he gets like 70% off of paint at Sherwin-Williams, so he's buying the best paint.
That's the art shipyard by Sherwin-Williams.
They finished the work. And they did a hell of a lot of work. She's asking what happened to the $20K. It went.
I know.
But they could have taken off
for
on
us.
Me.
For us, everything went fine. They couldn't really have taken off.
Oh yeah, I think it's an excellent job.
They did. I mean, it's a contract or something.
I do yell at them every now and again, but
there's never going to be 100% perfection where you never have to say one word. It's just that's the nature of the business.
And I gave them each at Christmas. $100 what do you call it? $100
like
bill
a Christmas bonus
for each of them. Yeah. So they
He's
did.
Putting tile in too. He's putting tile in too.
Oh well, I want to tell you. Make sure he's very clear on what you like. That's the only thing I see here. Okay. It's just to be very clear. There were certain things that I did not specifically choose. And luckily, the guy who
you like,
he had good taste. So
that's interesting.
But
kind of gave him ballpark and said choose.
Well, and I didn't want too many decisions. So
right,
I
he
said,
did say that.
When I said just paint it all white, he actually said, "No, we're going to go antique white, and the doors we will make white, and the ceiling." But I just said, just throw paint on the walls and paint it white.
Oh, I got a real white. My cabinets are white. But so what are you picking up on it? I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
No, we're the ones talking too much, aren't we,
Dad? Yeah, we are real chatty tonight for some reason. I think it was all that retail therapy out there.
What do you get? Well, I didn't know that's the last thing.
That's the only thing I see. And work, you're just going to keep getting more and more recognition.
You see that? Oh, my God. There's a reason why I'm there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm affected by my bosses. I wasn't before. And I did everything in my power to follow the Ten Commandments. I was so kind. And I'm not kidding you.
Is Moses there?
And,
I was
you know, they see all of your assets. It doesn't sound right when I said that.
Sounds very sexual.
Your skill set to them is actually they think that you are doing an outstanding job. So be proud. And that prune, that prune-faced woman, she can go suck an egg, you know, while you're getting all these accolades, right?
And she jabbed me for something this week, and I'm like, you know what? You're lying. I can pick up on when someone's lying, and soon enough, 2 days I went and she was lying. It was about somebody. She was lying. I know when people lie, and it can even be over the phone. But the bottom line is Charles is going to do a good job. Just be careful and make sure it's what I want.
Yes, just double check everything. Because if he starts winging it, you know, some of these people don't have enough taste, these guys. So we have to keep them on track. Yeah.
That makes sense. But yeah, you don't see anything going.
No, not at all. Not at all. Everything's going to be, it's going to run like a ribbon of silk.
I picked out everything. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, and my job is okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. You're on an upswing. Yeah! You are on the way up, Sharon. Don't you let anybody tell you any different. All
right, here's your rebel card before we move on.
Yeah.
Subject
Thank
is
you.
Your
shit. Oh, you're welcome.
Subject of your rebel card is you're the shit. Don't forget it.
That's right. You betcha.
That's a rebel card. Yes.
You are hot shit.
You're the shiznat, the shizzle. Yeah. Yes, indeed, Snoop Dogg. All right, thank you very much.
You still...
Go ahead.
Sorry, I she's on mute, but we didn't hang up on her.
But somebody had a question, and before we go to the next, I'm looking back to see who it was.
I didn't see it.
Terry Sue, Sex and McDonald's. Okay, that
was.
That
was way back.
Yeah,
when
and I'm
I was
going forward
about
for there.
I didn't see a lot of stuff on there, Deb.
Babushkas, okay.
All right, well, just put the whole show on a pause while you scroll.
Well, you could talk about something.
I want to talk about how we're putting the show on pause while you're scrolling your shit.
Boy. I like everybody to feel involved.
Isn't that kind of my job here, to be the typer interaction person? That's why I have this, right?
I don't know. I think so.
Ah, there we go. See, Deb is in a life full of no lane. She never ever stays in her lane ever.
I think it was Michelle who said something, and I meant to. You were Sharon was talking. You were talking, and I couldn't.
It would have been just like
indicate
30 seconds ago. Then you wouldn't have to scroll back to 5 minutes ago type of thing like you did.
It was before the Big Spender. That was a good song. Hey, Big Spender,
spend a little time with me.
See, men who've got
now, what
money.
Was that commercial they did in the 70s for something?
For that?
There was a perfume commercial or something?
High Karate? I don't know.
No, hey, Big Spender. It was like a perfume commercial. And then there was another one, another perfume commercial. I bring home the bacon, I fry it up in the pan, and I'll never, ever let you forget your man. That was Aviance or something, some kind of perfume. I think Big Spender was, they had a lot of perfume commercials where they used jingles from real songs. Hey, Big Spender.
Well, I'm sorry, Michelle. You had asked something, and I was going to get back to you on that. And I can't find it now.
Well, just sit here and...
Well, Michelle
sing.
Said it's a Cossack hat, by the way.
Deb, this has been going on for a long
time.
This
is right near the end here.
I know, but there have been millions of other conversations about
that. Did you know the baby on Ivory Snow detergent was a porn star when she grew up?
Right after she talked about a Cossack hat, she talked about a baby.
So?
And porn star on Ivory. How do you make that fucking leap?
We're chasing the clock here.
You're not chasing the clock. You can give two shits about a clock. You ain't chasing no clock.
Michelle, I can see you doing that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, like FM radio. Yeah, that was Metallica.
That's PBS.
Oh, that's right.
Don't go with Mom when she's on when they were eating edibles.
You know what? I don't think you could keep a secret if your life depended on it.
Look at this one talking.
Yeah.
This one talking. What secret did I just blow?
You don't have to tell them everything.
What did I just, which one
no,
was that specific thing?
No, you brought up the show Mom, and that's. It's like I stole her joke.
You make a million references about that show.
No. You don't
even know it half the time.
It wasn't the deep throat lady, but it was a different lady.
What deep throat lady?
The lady that was deep throat. Did you ever see that movie? I saw it in the 70s.
No.
You never saw
deep
throat?
I'm not a porn fucking movie connoisseur. I've heard of it. I've heard of it, but it's not like, I must put that on my bucket list. I must see that movie. Yeah, because they're all so great, epic fucking movies, all of them.
At the time.
You know?
My first husband would take his Deep Throat movie to
parties.
Yeah,
party. Michelle got it. It's Linda Lovelace. And
yeah, but that's not the one that was the Gerber baby.
No, but that's
the
Deep Throat chick with Linda Lovelace.
Yeah, and you know, there's something unnatural about that act. But he would take it to parties of all adults, and everybody would gather to watch Deep Throat. What?
I'm saying goodbye to all you callers out there holding. Now we go down another frickin' derailment of the train fault. Yeah.
All right, Jimbo, let's go.
You sure? Can the train get back on track?
I think it can. Yes.
I don't think it can, but we'll give it a shot. Yeah. I think she's full of crap. This is called the derailment show. We're going to just keep on derailing and deviating and not really do a show. All right, we're going to area code 423, which is Tennessee. I love to be a poet.
We know who that is.
Well, we probably do.
Yes, you do. It's Damien.
There's Damien.
Yeah, he's on Facebook.
What's up there, Damien?
Right, you have the floor.
Yes.
Well, nothing really has happened here recently. Just been working, spending time with family, gaming, living my life best I can. So,
yeah,
I have no news to report when it comes to my dad's estate, although I've had some other readers do some readings on it. So they're saying, according to what's coming up in their cards, that the situation is almost over and that an offer is going to be coming my way soon. So for tonight's question, is that actually true or is that just a load of crock?
See what your card's got to say.
Well, cool. I'm sorry. You visit other readers. That's blasphemy.
Gosh, she's kidding. She's kidding.
That's right. That's cheating on me. All right. And I don't like to be cheated.
Hey, you know, if you were a doctor, you people can get second opinions, you know, all right? That's the doctor.
All right, I'll check it out because you are you, Damien.
Well, you know, and also when you really got to know stuff, you want to know a lot. The only problem is sometimes that can cause extra confusion and make your head explode. But, yes, it is. So you want to get more input, more advice, more opinions in the world, you know?
That it's true. What's that called again?
I didn't know it had one single name. It ain't serendipity, I'll tell you that shit right now. That's fucking stupid ass word. Should be banned.
Due diligence.
Hey, doing your due diligence. It is. Right, it is, basically. But there's a risk involved with that, too. When you start asking lots of people, you get so many opinions sometimes, you're like, I don't even know what to think now.
It's like a woman going to buy a dress. If you go to too many stores, you aren't going to come home with anything. Yeah.
There is... Anything there's like a fine line and nobody knows where that line is. You got to ask a lot of people, but you can't ask too many. It's like, well, where's that line? Well, nobody knows. It's situational, but yes, I think it's
right. I just go to other readers just to get, like I said, more input. And sometimes other readers pick up things that other readers don't. So
it's like going to different doctors and different car salesmen, right?
I understand.
Well, shuffle.
I do. I don't know. I'd really have to say, looking at these cards, if this really comes to pass the way that they have said, I would think they are better at what they do than what I do. Okay. Because I'm not picking up on that. I'm getting that there are still going to be delays. You're going to still be frustrated and depressed over this, and that I would hope every time there is divine intervention, so that's what I'm hoping. I will stand with the rest of them if this is what they feel. I have no evidence here to disagree with them, so I'm going to side with them on this.
Okay.
Because I think it's better for me to put positive energy out there than to tell you something negative like I just did. But I didn't want to just jump on their bandwagon.
Well,
he wants
truth. Yeah. He doesn't want sugar-coated bullshit if it's not what you see.
Well,
nobody wants that even. I mean, you want it, but you don't want somebody to lie. You don't ever want lies.
No, maybe at the end of this year when that business or somebody out there does their taxes, maybe that will bring some
money. It'll trigger some kind of legal eyes to look at something is what you're
saying? Sure. But right now, I'm just going to defer to your other readers.
Right now, you're not seeing an outcome.
Yeah, because one thing, I don't do this with a lot of ego attached. Somebody comes up with something better as perception, I will bow to that.
Oh, no, I understand. But would you also, if you saw something, you would say so, yes. Yes, indeed you would. You are bound to
right,
it
so
by
basically, like, is anything happening, or is it just still same old, same old?
You see same old, same old.
I do, but I don't want, I would rather you put your focus on the more positive, because
okay.
like tomorrow, we're going to start working on a little bit of the law of attraction, and I'm going to bring forward some interesting information I found that I was not personally aware of. So that's why I just think positive. Go with what they're telling you. You know, if you can do that, you might make it happen. And I always know that regardless of how hopeless a situation is, our own energy, our positivity, all of that can make things happen. So
there is no such thing as hopeless. Because there's always some hope in any situation, right? It's just a matter of the person sometimes doesn't feel
yeah.
that way because it's a suck. It's
so I'm
a
sorry if
situation.
I'm disappointing you, hon, but I just am not wanting to interfere, you know,
well, but you,
with the energy
but
that's
you're
over.
Telling what you saw. That's
yeah.
all. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yes. You did your truthful diligence and you saw you didn't see anything like that happening in your cards right now. Right?
Yeah. Not
yeah!
right now. Yeah.
All right. And real quick, here's your Rebel card reading. Some just believe what you see. Face reality or live in frickin' la-la land. Choose bravely. That's a tough call there.
Yeah, that is. For a Rebel card.
Well, I mean, but it does say, you know, basically it's tough. I think it's almost like the situation he's in. He wants to believe. But he's also getting some positive feedback, so you got to figure out. And you know what? The bottom line is you got to wait and see what happens anyway. It's not like there's some single action I don't think that you can do to change anything at this point, right? He's kind of on a waiting train.
Well, I think just manifesting this, seeing the money coming, seeing it in his hand.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, the feeling of this can finally be put to rest.
I always say in anything in life, hope for the best, but plan for the worst. So you always have to hope
yeah.
for the best. Otherwise, you're right, 90% of the time, it'll never happen if you don't hope for
so
it.
I'm sorry, hon, if that wasn't worth waiting for. I'm
yeah,
home.
We are sorry.
Sorry.
I mean, it's kind of hard to believe something I see when I'm not seeing anything. That's the
yeah.
problem.
Well,
so, I mean, I know that's
yeah.
what it's showing, but to me, that makes no sense. How am I supposed to believe in something or see something when I don't
yeah.
see it?
Well,
maybe that is the reality, is there's nothing there to see.
Go try
you
my...
You could look at the subject.
Yeah.
You could look at that and say, you know what? Maybe this card is saying, like her card said, yeah, we don't see anything good happening. So maybe you got to believe it or not. Then it says choose. So you have to choose between those things.
So I would say go to my website and use my app and see what conclusions you can draw. From that.
And you can do it from day to day because things, life changes
yeah,
from day
to
day.
Not a sugar-coated reading app.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean
that
this
is,
thing will tell you point blank.
Takes 30 seconds of your time to go to that website and just click it. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah. I mean, that might help you.
It's got another resource that's available.
See.
Yeah.
So we're sorry, hon.
But we'll be here.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We'll be here. I mean, we can't make
yeah.
things good. It's... But you also didn't see anything negative. You just kind of saw kind of like gray, nothing, right, at this point.
Yeah.
Right.
I would, if I had to be political or whatever the word is, I would say it could go either way at this point.
Yeah, you saw nothing.
Yeah.
Since you saw, you didn't see positive, but you also didn't see negative.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of still,
mm-hmm.
you saw basically no action at this point was what you saw.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean there isn't going to be a positive outcome. You just didn't see it.
Right. So
right.
thank you, Mr.
I can think of maybe
Science.
One thing. Well, I was going to say. What? Maybe I could just think of one thing as to why nothing is happening. And if it's not this, it wouldn't make any sense. Because of how so many banks and financial institutions are crashing, that there's so much unpredictability. Because you can just
yeah.
go online and see how many banks have crashed here in just the past couple weeks. Like the Bank of Japan crashed, I think it was about a week or so ago. And then today, I think it was a USB Bank, which bailed out Credit Suisse earlier this year, yeah, they just went down $3.2 trillion losses. So if that's not it, I don't know.
Well, and here's even more devastating news.
Things like that do influence.
I read that the entire Wendy's chain is closed forever.
She read that. I don't know. Yeah. We didn't go looking for independent confirmation. That was just what she had read.
It was it came from a reliable place.
Yeah.
They had said, I guess the corporate, whoever Wendy's belongs to, had said in the late summer and into fall, hey, this chain's going. It is going. So
yes. It's crashing. It's burning. Like, this system is going by. And all I can say is, good riddance. I'm ready for something new.
Yeah.
Right. You know, sometimes things got to crash before they can be reborn and rebirth. You know, things have to collapse before they can be rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at it that way.
That's the only thing I can think of is maybe once everything crashes, things come my way, I get what was taken from me. Maybe that's what's going to take. I mean, if that's not it, then honestly, I don't know.
That's
going to be lost.
Well, yeah, and you know, if that is it, you know, that's not going to be tomorrow, to that type of thing, so.
Maybe not tomorrow, but it's coming fast and sooner than what people think.
We shall see.
I think we're all pondering
we
that right now.
We shall see.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing to put our hands around. Well, thank you very much. You were very patiently glad that you helped. He helped for like an hour.
I know. I'm
we
sorry.
Appreciate that. We're sorry. We should have had a better reading.
Always
but,
good to hear from you,
But
though.
It is good to hear from you, and we're glad you stay in touch and keep us updated.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you all.
You're calling us anytime. You're always welcome to call, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That'll be very interesting to watch all this stuff.
International shout out to Suzanne.
Suzanne
from the land of the Scots is here.
She's out of the toilet, folks.
She's free of the toilet. She was bound to the toilet, but now she is free. Well,
you sounded just like Fat Bastard.
Oh.
In that movie.
I haven't seen that forever.
God.
Yeah, those are good flicks. But I never, for some reason, I liked them when I saw them, but I never actually kind of had a desire to watch them again.
Really?
Yeah. Any of the Michael Myers, Austin Powers stuff. I liked all the ones I saw, but it's not like I got to see that again. I don't know why. Mm. I don't know why.
Well, it was over the top. The boobs with the guns that came out.
Why? Yeah. I mean, it is what it was. It was funny stuff.
Yeah, and remember the tent scene? That was Mike Myers with who? Some girl who was in there, and they made it look like stuff was happening.
I guess I saw them when they first came out, and then I never saw them again. Not that I didn't like them or anything. I think
for the time they were.
Oh. Well, plus, the dude is pretty talented. He's funny as shit.
Him and his mojo.
Yeah, he's funny as shit.
Yeah. Well, what do we got next?
I'll tell you what we got next. No, I'm just kidding.
Where's Lisa tonight?
Well, it's Friday night. They have plans. They had stuff.
Yeah.
Things to do, people to see, or people to see and things to do, or people to do and things to see. I don't know. Maybe they're doing something.
They're doing something.
We shall go to a land that is not in our country. 787 tells me it's Puerto Rico. 787, welcome to the show.
That is in our country.
It's a territory.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing there, lady? Foxy lady.
Foxy lady. Jimi Hendrix.
I'm doing pretty good. Nice to hear from you guys again.
Well, same to you. It's been forever.
Yes. Still no word on your fur baby?
No, but I have a feeling that maybe someone's having their exactly what you told me. I'm pretty sure that that's what's going on.
Yeah.
I have that gut feeling. Yeah. I think that they know that I'm looking for him, but they fell in love with him, and they're hiding him somewhere.
Oh, poor
thing. And you know, that sucks. But then you got to say, well, hopefully if they fell in love with them, that means they're giving them good love. So at least there's that, even though you've been denied.
That's what I'm seeing, that they're taking care of him.
Right. And you know what? I mean, it's horrible because you should not be denied that. But there's a little bit of comfort knowing that somebody else has given him also great love.
That's true. I did not see that your doggie had met his demise.
Right. And that's, and then if that's what that is, and it's like, well, maybe it was meant to be. It sucks ass for you. But as long as somebody has given it as much, if not more love, than if it's even possible, then that's a good thing.
Right.
I just want to, you know, as long as he's okay and he's eating, you know, I'm happy with that, you know.
Being
I have a gut feeling he's out in the area where I live, but they know that I'm looking for him.
You know, if you get another dog, ironically, he'll probably show up.
One never knows.
It seems to go that way.
You just don't know. You just don't know.
You know what? Everything you've told me, it's exactly as has came out that way, but I'm like, if I try to push it too much, they might even, you know, try to take them farther away from where I am. So I'm just leaving it. I'm leaving it alone so something good happens. So they have a very good feeling.
Well, I think that's what's important, okay? And I would love to know what your reading would be about tonight.
Well, I want a general reading. I wanted to see what's going to happen for the new coming year to see if better things are coming. I haven't been feeling well health-wise. So.
How is your daughter, the one with the grandchildren of yours? The daughter?
Well, I have my oldest daughter that she has my two granddaughters, and then I have one that it just came from Wisconsin that you told me she was going to end up divorcing, and she did.
Oh, see? Yeah. Well, those doggone cards. Okay. Well, let's take a look and see in general. And to those that are watching or listening, we have known this lady for a very long time.
Long.
So I'm able to do something like this. When I first meet you, though, I need time to actually connect with your card, with you. Okay, so Jim's going to talk for a minute.
Am I? I didn't know I was. All right. I'm trying to think. The last time we heard from her was they were still on the ups, trying to recover from devastating storms.
Yeah.
A lot of places were without power.
I think you're right.
That's how long it's been.
And the dog got scared and ran away.
Was that what that was?
Yeah.
But based on their location, they are no stranger to those nasty tropical hurricane cyclones, storms and stuff. They get them, and they shall get them again, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think if I was living in Puerto Rico, I think I would have an apartment because I don't want to have property get just totally
smoked.
Have you
been there?
No, I'm saying if I live there based on the way they get all the help.
Gerald
got a lot of stuff.
He loved going to Puerto Rico with his ship. Oh, he said it was heaven to him.
Yeah.
Going there.
Never on
all
the cruises and deployments I was on, Puerto Rico was never going to be one of our stops.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, let's see here.
The carrier.
Wow, you are in a state of transition.
Then.
This new year is going to really be a clarifying year in a lot of ways for you. There's money coming to you. It looks very unexpectedly. Looks like it's coming from a man. Like,
a mighty good man?
Well, yeah, I hope so. Because it looks like an inheritance. Or something of that nature, like a gift. But there's money there coming.
Money.
Wouldn't it be nice to get a big fat check from somebody for Christmas? I would love that.
Because we don't want those kind of right. That bastard checks.
Here's what I'm seeing for you. New love on the horizon, because you don't have love now, right? Of the romantic kind.
Really?
Well, so.
A little bit, kind of a little
bit. But it's okay. It's all right. Why? Because you see something better?
You're going to have somebody do some work for you.
Sounds receptive.
Yeah, and it looks like it could be property, some kind of repair, but this individual is meant to come along and sort of stir the pot a little bit with the one who is in your life to get him to feel, Grandma used to say, get him sparking, so he'll step up and, you know, want to get married and want to be happy and all that stuff.
You make women sound like used car salesmen. Hey, check this out. This is slightly used, body, slightly used, but, you know, this is what you really want. You really want to sign the dotted line here. You want to sugarcoat. This thing is old little lady only drove to church on Sunday.
You need to start the motors. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, get them sparking like a spark plug, you know, because if another man comes sniffing around, it's like a dog, alpha dogs. Alpha dogs don't want another sniffer in there.
Alpha dogs will rip apart the other dogs and tear it into shreds, though, typically.
Well, this would just make her man want to protect his territory.
Yeah, I knew what you meant. Yeah. I was just messing around.
Yeah.
I got you, Deb. I got you.
So things look really good for you in the new year. I'm seeing this as one of your daughters. There's a lie. She is telling a lie about something, and you're going to know. But she wants to have this lie. It could be what she's doing behind the scenes that nobody knows about. It's something of that nature. But as her mother, you're going to be right on her tail and know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So I know that sounds really mysterious, cryptic, but I'm not getting much more than that.
But you typically aren't cryptic, so that's okay.
Yeah, it's like she's going to say something to you. You know it isn't true, and I feel that you're going to call her on it later.
Call her on the carpet.
Yeah, call her on the carpet. That's right. So when it comes to pass, you'll know exactly what this is about.
But is it with my older daughter or with my middle daughter?
Oh, she has multiple daughters.
Daughters.
Good luck on that there, Deb. Well, that's a tough one. Deb is the one that can crack all the nuts.
Would say somebody is having like a backstreet affair, and it's this daughter. And she is going to definitely keep it hidden. She's not going to admit to it. And so I personally can't figure out which one it is.
Mm.
It is, yeah.
I already knew who it is then.
There you go.
So there you go.
I had to figure if you threw enough stuff out there, she would be able to.
You know, I was getting a feeling to that. I had a gut feeling, but I wasn't sure until you told me now.
Yep.
There you go.
A lot of the readings that people ask for are just confirming their gut, right?
True.
Not all of them. Some people say, tell me what the hell's going on, but a lot of them are like, yeah.
She's
going
to eventually find that this is not a good choice or decision for her to. It's not, yeah.
Well, you know, we're humans. If we made great, good choices our whole lives, Jesus Christ, we'd all be gazillionaires.
That's true.
And it's not possible. Right. The whole world cannot have millionaires and nothing else. So, all right.
Carlo, thank you.
Do not depart.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You
do
get a rebel
depart,
card.
Hey, Foxy, here is your rebel card reading. Subject is
all
time.
Right.
Subject is time to let go. That's a subject. And the card says, move the fuck on. But we don't know because it's been so long since you called on what you should let go of and move on from.
Yeah.
A lot of subjects.
Yeah, that's
a lot
an interesting
of
thing.
What'd you say?
There's a lot I gotta let go of.
Yeah.
Well, see, and you know what? Probably for every one of us out here have a lot of things we should probably let go of.
Yeah, that's true.
We are humans.
That's
you know
what a new year is for.
Nobody should be holier than thou. We all are humans. We make mistakes. We have things in our closet we don't like, some more than others. So nobody should be too judgmental of others. None of us should. Listen to me being like Jesus. You know? Yeah. I'm just saying, you know. We all suck.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to say it. We're humans and we all suck. It's what we do.
Well, take care,
no,
hon.
No, he's not a mistake. You just got to let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, and that's the hardest thing. That is some of the hardest things to do for us, is to let things go we don't want to let go of, even though it's the best for us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Hey, I hope we don't have to wait another 1,000 years before you call back again, but it is nice to hear from you and know that you are alive and well.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you guys are doing great. I like the way you decorated everything. It looks beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Remember, she was chit-chatting with here before she called in. Yes.
My son, the youngest one of mine.
Excuse me.
He did it. He's 30. Very creative.
At our age, young is relative.
Yeah, that's true. But he is starting to show a real strong talent for this type of decoration that he's doing, not just for Christmas, but for, how would I put this? He calls this the production room. He's trying to turn me into a professional streamer, so we'll see.
That sounds good.
Well, take care, hon.
Yeah.
And we would love to hear from you before Christmas.
Yeah, we hope you call back. I just muted her, but she didn't. I did not hang up. We hope that you keep calling back and be listening and chit-chatting on the phone and Facebook with us. International shout-out to Kirsty in the UK.
Yeah.
You know what? We got a couple minutes.
What can we do?
We can open the quick floor before we say goodbye to a messenger call if they so desire. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But this will be a, if nobody does, then we should wrap at this point, you know. All right, right now, Messenger Deborah Lee, now if you would like a quick Facebook reading, folks, in the Facebook hand. The callers, we have no brand new callers waiting upon us. That was cool, though. We have Puerto Rico. I think it's international, even though it's not.
I guess just since.
Oh, it's a territory of the United States. It's like Guam.
It never became a state?
No. No,
don't they vote and everything?
I think they can vote in the presidential election, I think. Maybe not. I don't know. It's really weird stuff going on there. That's a territory. I don't know.
What else is a territory?
I think Guam is maybe the U.S. Virgin Islands. Maybe. I used to know these things. For some reason, my brain is too many brain cells killed. I used to know what they were. It is what it is.
Well, I guess there will be none.
All right. Wait. The floor has been opened, and we'll wait about 30 more seconds, and then we shall start the shutdown process.
Done. Boy, my reception is bad. Look at that.
What's wrong with that?
It's all, you know.
Those colors are vivid as
the,
shit.
The colors are, but it's not, there's not much of clarity there.
That, you know what? I don't know. We'd have to look what your wireless is on. We don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it went over to not right there.
Because your picture is very clear. Look at that.
Yeah, but it's not as, yours is more vivid.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's have a debate about whose picture's better.
How about will we be relocating? All right,
what?
Catherine, let's check that out.
Oh, okay. All right. Or stay here another year. No, I haven't heard of a price increase yet, just in case you were asking. Folks, we're doing our final reading. The final countdown.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's not a movie.
But it was. Yeah, they did a movie called Philadelphia Experiment.
The Final Countdown was a movie from 1970-something with Kirk Douglas. It was about the USS Nimitz getting warped back to Pearl Harbor time. It's called The Final Countdown. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite movies. I love that movie. But I'm talking about the song.
Is that where they disappeared in a fog?
They had some weird thing that came up and transported them. And all of a sudden they ended up, boop. Like about 3 days before the Pearl Harbor attack.
Oh.
And they're like, what do we do? And all the people, there was like a big discussion on the carrier. What do we do? We can't alter history.
Who sings that? Europe?
Yeah, Europe sings the song. But there was a big discussion, you know, we're the United States aircraft carrier. We were supposed to defend the country. Some guy's like, man, you can't screw with time. You can't go back in time and alter it. It's like, but I am captain of this carrier, and my job is up. I have to launch an attack. And they sent all these F-14s and everything out to go hit the strike force from the Pearl Harbor attack, and then time said nope, sucked them back in before they could do it. It was a good flick. I loved it. the final countdown. Kirk Douglas was the CEO of the Nimitz, USS Nimitz.
No, not yet, Catherine. Not yet. Well, how was your question, actually?
Will I be real pitying or stay here another year? No, I haven't heard of a price increase yet.
So
you don't see a reunion anytime soon.
If you try it too soon, I see you encountering all kinds of snags in terms of relocating. So the timing isn't correct yet. But we can ask again, you know, at Christmas time, things could be different. That's why when you learn to do this, you don't want to charge people an arm and a leg to get a reading from you because they need to keep getting them.
Depending on, right? Typically, if it's a big subject, ongoing thing like that, right? Cause
yeah.
That's an ongoing thing.
Well, and then you'll start to see these threads that really are developing. Like my husband had been in the cards for 2 years before I met him. And me moving out here years before that, it was in my cards. And the lady that ended up taking me into for her office space and all, that was in my cards for a very long time. And you see these things that are in front of you. And I really believe that when you look at something, you go, oh, look at that. You can manifest that energy. So in essence, I really think you're creating your own reality. These are just, what did we call them before? These are just like keys opening intuitive doors that will help you along the way.
Metaphorical.
Ooh. Hmm?
I said metaphorical. Ooh.
Well, kind of. Don't give her a rebel card.
I shall do so.
Yeah.
Here's your rebel card reading. Subject, you do you. Stop trying to change people. That shit never works.
No, but I never see Catherine as that kind of person.
I don't know. Mm-mm. It's a card, Deb. You want me?
Yeah.
I don't want to go through and pick one that's not fate. Then,
yeah.
Then that card would mean nothing. If, oh, this is a good one for her, that's bullshit. You can't do that.
Right.
Like, you can't do that. You got to do the cards.
Yeah.
The cards say it.
Oh, there we go.
All right. Let's real quick take this. Let's dispose of this horrible person. Like, you can tell. Look at that.
What?
Look how fast it is.
What?
It's a software program that they can just bam, bam, bam.
They're hitting more than...
Yeah. No. I wish I could do terrible things to their... I don't know. To them, personally, not any other person. All right, they've been banned. Now I shall finish them off.
You do that.
Yeah. In Facebook. And they cannot create any more shit and come back. At least not now. All right. They've been banned. I think we should... Our colors are gone. I think we shall.
Yeah.
Put a bow on it. Wrap it. Put a bow. Wrap
We're
it.
We're going
a bow.
To. Yes.
Indeed, we shall.
Yeah, shopping took a lot out of me today. I can feel it right now. Like.
Are you gonna die?
No.
No, that's
but
good because
we
don't want anybody to
know,
die. No, you should never.
You know,
die
that's a
shopping.
Lot of stimulation on your brain. All the people, the stuff. Oh my God, these stores are just. Did you notice, like in Marshall's, it was unbelievable. I mean, you couldn't even navigate the aisles.
No, that was stupid.
Yeah. So much stuff.
That was out of control. The aisles are like this narrow.
If
somebody
yeah.
comes down with a cart, even a person can't pass them. Can't.
And
two people can pass, but one person has a cart, done. Nobody can pass that person.
I went into Kohl's, but the thing is, yeah, they got all these 40% off over here. And over here, we got 30. And I've worked in retail, and probably a lot of you have too. Yeah, they're going to put those discounts up, but they're going to have jacked up price too.
Well, they're picking the items that they never discount, ever. And like she said, the prices are so jacked up already. There's still a profit to be made. Profit shall be made!
Jim, Rachel says, you are too funny, Jim. She had run to the Dunny. That must be like the toilet.
Well, I didn't know. I saw Iran. I thought she was talking politics about Iran doing something.
But the word Dunny kind of sounds like maybe a hole in the floor.
Yeah, I don't know. Dunny could be a name for a genital.
I know where Rachel lives. The water goes the other way in the toilet. It goes opposite.
It's all the southern,
yeah.
Southern hemisphere.
Why is that?
So the earth's spinning, that's all.
Crazy.
The returns, bitches. All right, let's do it.
We'll send them off.
Let's go. Friday night's kind of a festive night.
Good night, sweetheart.
All right, this is our blog talk there. Guess what? We're going to be back here tomorrow. Yes, it is. 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. And if we're going to be looking for you, please join us.
Sweetheart,
careful and safe. Take care, everybody.